It is good.
We appreciate Pastor having us and everything. We're here. Well, I was here during the camp meeting for the first time this past April, I guess it was. And so we enjoyed that for a day or so that I had in between scheduling. But we are the White family going to Chile, South America. As a kid, I grew up in a pastor's home. My dad was a pastor, and then when I was in high school, they were on deputation. Now they've been the missionaries in Russia since 1994. And so I grew up around a Christian ministry, involved in every aspect of pastor's kid would be, obviously. But and so I knew all about it, but in my heart, I was open to be missionary or whatever God wanted me to be. But at the same time, I was sort of glad he didn't call me into that. So as a kid, I always looked at the globe, and I saw Chile on the bottom of South America there, and I said, if I was ever going to be a missionary, but I'm not, but if I was, but I'm not going to be. But if I was, I'd go to Chile, South America. And it was about 15, 20 years later that God actually called us into ministry. And so that's where we headed. And after college, we graduated, and we've been in business up here in Raleigh for the past 7 years. And a general contractor, a house builder, and remodeler, and all that kind of stuff. So, and God sort of, in our missions conference, and you'll hear a little bit about it in the video, but in 2008, God dealt personally with us and just showed us that that is where God wanted us to go, and that's where we've been working since then. So just pray for us. That our goal is to be leaving end of next year. We have about 20%, so we have a long way to go, but we also know God's in control of that as well. So another prayer request, that if you can just jot it down, we're praying that our house will sell. So if that's one thing that we would appreciate your prayers for. And video is about 6 minutes long. Just take a couple minutes and look at it. Also, towards the end of the video, there's a lot of people that you'll see, and there are people from the church there that we got to work in and while we were on our survey trip. And just take a moment and think about those people and where they would be without the missionaries that were there. Towards one of the last slides there, you'll see a bunch of Americans in a picture, and that's the general majority of the missionaries that are working in the city of Santiago with 6.5 million people in it. And so you sort of get a glimpse in that one little picture of how many people they got to reach. So just take a moment and enjoy that, and I appreciate it.
Chile is one of the most geographically diverse lands in the entire world. A Chilean author once wrote, "When God concluded creating the universe, there was a little of each of the elements left. He took them in his omniscient hand and decided to create one last land, and that is how Chile came to be." Chile is squeezed between the Andes Mountains on the east and the Pacific Ocean on the west. Chile is 2,625 miles long, but only an average of 110 miles wide. The country of Chile can be divided into three geographical areas. In the north is the Atacama Desert, the driest in the world. The central area, where 70% of the people live, has a Mediterranean climate. One-third of the entire Chilean population lives in the capital, Santiago. Most Chileans are friendly and hardworking, with close family ties and moral values. Yet deep in their lives is a void that only Jesus can fill. Due to a strong underlying class system among Chileans, they are trying to fill that void with wealth, education, material possessions, and other worldly pleasures. Chile has a population of about 16.5 million people. 72% of Chileans profess to be Roman Catholic. However, only 20% of those attend Mass regularly. Most of the remaining population is Pentecostal, and in recent years there's been a large Mormon presence. The capital city, Santiago, has a population of 6.5 million people, with only a handful of independent Baptist missionaries to reach the lost. The situation is desperate. Who will go? Who will be a witness to these lost souls, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light? God has called Andrea and David White to take the gospel of Jesus Christ to the people of Chile.
During our annual missions conference at Neuse Baptist Church, God spoke to Andrea and me about full-time missions. In June of 2008, God allowed us to take a survey trip to Chile. During this time, we saw the great need for missionaries to share the gospel and to plant churches in Chile. We were able to spend time with other missionaries who share the same burden. We were also able to visit Iglesia Batista Fe and participate in their services and outreach ministries. We were encouraged by the new believers and the spiritual growth in the church. Our plan after deputation is to return to Santiago to learn the Spanish language. We are praying for God to direct us in assisting nationals and other missionaries in laying a solid foundation and planting Baptist churches throughout Chile. As Luke 1:79 states, we are going to give light to those that sit in darkness.
Is God possibly calling you and getting the gospel message to Chile? If he is your response going to be like Isaiah's in Isaiah 6:8, where the Bible records, "Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me."
Introduce my family. Of course, this is my wife, Andrea. Caroline, the youngest, is actually in the nursery. If you go back and look for the cutest little girl back there, she's mine. And so, and I'll take her with me, so you can't have her. But the other two kids, they are actually, we dropped them off in Richmond yesterday on our way through coming down here, and so they're off with my brother and their cousins. So they're having a good time. But anyway, so that is a little bit about our family.